From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. President Trump is currently in trade negotiations with India and plans to travel there soon. According to MilkBusiness.com, India denied market access to U.S. dairy products from 2003 to 2019 despite receiving preferential access to the U.S. market under a special duty-free trade arrangement called the Generalized System of Preferences. Over those years, India cited a variety of shifting reasons as the basis for its trade barriers, including unscientific restrictions on U.S. livestock feeding practices. A new strawberry variety released by the USDA has been shown to have significantly longer shelf life than several other popular varieties. The spring-bearing keepsake strawberry is also reported to have excellent flavor and sweetness, a juicy texture, and reliable yields. The keepsake was increased for distribution at a Northern California nursery. The USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service is making progress implementing programs funded by the 2018 Farm Bill. According to the Drovers.com, APHIS is awarding $10.2 million to support disease prevention and emergency response training and exercise projects, as well as targeted projects to enhance laboratory diagnostics. APHIS is also developing the National Animal Vaccine and Veterinary Countermeasures Bank. The 2018 Farm Bill provided funding for these programs as part of an overall strategy to help prevent animal pests and diseases from entering the U.S. and reduce the spread and impact of potential diseases. With your Agribusiness Update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.